Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bill Renna. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third, the third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Woods Hick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hal Woods Hick. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Button moves to third. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Jensen moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Avila moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. Geiger tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Renna strikes out. 1 out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woods Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods Hick strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Button moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods-Hick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ted Bosfield pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Budden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods-Hick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jensen for the double play. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.